Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord is good. Praise Him. Praise Him. I'll just quickly just give you something first. If that's all right. Your pastor trusts me to not stand out of order. What it is we've heard about different situations people face, and in the past week or so, I'd looked at something to do in Isaiah, chapter 40, 31. And it says about those that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall rise up with wings as eagles. They shall run. And if you look at the actual words in the Greek, it says it means on the run and not get exhausted. And when they walk, it says the old authorizes faith, but actually says they won't get weary. Hallelujah. You know, and that's the Spirit of God within you. And I was just looking briefly at about an eagle. I thought, I'll look at about an eagle and just get a bit more insight and see what's what. And Psalm 27 verse 14 also says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And I don't know if you're like me, sometimes if there's trouble going on, the last thing I want to head towards is that trouble. Now, you don't want to do it in your own flesh for a start. That's a waste of time. I've tried that. That works really bad. And, isn't that right, Karen? Andre in the flesh, no good, eh? No. Be honest, you know, you can say. I won't tell about you, I'll just talk about you. Praise the Lord. And that's right. But I'd like to just give you a couple of facts. Eagles fly alone at high altitude, and not with sparrows or with other small birds. No other bird can go to the height of the eagle. When Moses went to commune with God on the mountain, he left the crowds at the foothills. And the note this person put, stay away from sparrows and ravens. Fly with eagles. Yeah, and there's a lot of wisdom there, because, you know, sometimes you go off with, first thing you do, there's problems, boop, 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 to this one and that one and all the rest of it. But no, first place to go is to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. And do what the eagle does. And I'll read all this and I'll just say something. Eagles have a strong vision. Do you know it's up to 8 times stronger than the human? They can focus on something 3 miles away. And when an eagle sights its prey, he narrows his focus on it and sets out to get it. No matter the obstacle, the eagle will not move his focus from the prey until he grabs it. You know, how focused do we stay? God will give us something to aim for and all the rest of it. But do we allow the sparrows and all the ravens to actually interfere? Are we in the wrong place? Have we not gone up high with the Lord? Are we not staying there focused? Praise the Lord. And eagles do not eat dead things. They feed only on fresh prey. Vultures eat dead animals, but eagles will not.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we need fresh food. You know, yesterday's manna is no good. It rotted, didn't it? When God fed them in the Eden, when they came out of Egypt and they were on their way to the promised land, and that they had no food. But God provided manna from heaven. They'd wake up and they'd be honest. And then people would try sometimes to gather extra in. But beyond a certain period, it was rotten. It was no good to them. You know, sometimes we try and live on yesterday's manna. You know, but God's got a fresh word, a fresh anointing for today. It's no good you trying to apply yesterday's manna. It won't sustain. The goodness is gone. We need the goodness of what God has for us now, for today. We need to wait on it and get that manna from heaven. Hallelujah. And an eagle's grip is 10 times stronger than ours. That's fantastic power, isn't it? And what power do we get when we're actually in the Spirit, in the Lord? And eagles love a storm. Now, I don't know about you. I don't like storms. You know, I like to... Yeah, it's okay. I'll go out. In years I've been fishing, I've enjoyed some bits of a storm. But there comes a time when you think, it ain't good to be here. I can't get over it or whatever. I need to get for shelter. But eagles love a storm. And when clouds gather, the eagles get excited. Hallelujah. Do you get excited when the pressures are on and the enemy's chucking stuff at you? You know? Oh, great hope! You know, the enemy's having a go. You know, praise the Lord. You know, and I'm being abused by people. Oh,
well, everybody's doing a thing.
You know? Oh, praise the Lord. How blessed am I? And I'm sure some of you are like that. When clouds gather, the eagles get excited. The eagle uses the storm's winds to lift higher. You know, and sometimes when we see all these things going on, we're having hassle and stuff. We need to find the wind of the Spirit. Yeah, we need to go higher. We need to rise up. And once it finds the wing of the storm, the eagle uses the raging storm to lift him above the clouds. This gives the eagle opportunity to glide and rest its wings. Hallelujah. You don't think in the middle of a storm that you could rest. You'd think you'd be all sorts. You'd be thinking, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to prop this up, do that. But no, the eagle doesn't. Hallelujah. He glides. And in the meantime, all of the birds hide in the leaves and branches on the trees. That's a bit like me at times. We can use the storms of life to rise to greater heights. Achievers relish challenges and use them profitably. Are we achievers in Him? Are we using those storms that are blowing against us? Hallelujah. Are we spreading our wings before the Lord and saying, Lord, Lord, I just want you to take me, show me where to go. And feel the wind, the ruah of the Spirit just come underneath you. And suddenly you feel inside yourself, you feel the trouble and the pressures of that storm that you've been facing. It suddenly diminishes and you think, this is strange, I should be worried, I should be concerned. But instead you feel yourself rising high. And you know, the eagle goes so high that he is way above the storm. He's the only bird, the eagles are the only birds that can do it. And a storm may be tens of thousands of feet high, but an eagle can use that wind of that storm and he can go right above it. Hallelujah. He's just looking down on it. He's seeing it all happen, but it ain't touching him. Hallelujah. And when the time is right, that eagle will bring its way down. Hallelujah. And he'll be refreshed. He won't even be struggling to stay up there. He'll just keep his wings spread and the thermals will carry him and stuff. He's not struggling. Hallelujah. And we don't have to struggle. If we get into that right place in the Lord, we don't have to struggle in the storm. Hallelujah. And the eagle tests before it trusts. Now, I don't know about you, sometimes it's very easy to trust somebody without having tested. And then later on you get disappointed, you get let down, you find, I shouldn't have done that. And this one says here, when a female eagle meets a male, they want a mate with, she flies down to the earth with the male pursuing her, and she picks up a big twig. Did you pick up a big twig for me? She flies back into the air with the male pursuing her. Oh, I was in pursuit, I must agree. Once she reaches a height high enough for her, she lets the twig fall to the ground and watches as it falls. The male chases after the twig. The faster it falls, the faster he chases it. He has to catch it before it falls to the ground. He then brings it back to the female eagle. The female eagle grabs a twig and flies to a higher altitude and drops the twig for the male to chase. This goes on for hours, with the height increasing until the female eagle is assured that the male eagle has mastered the art of catching the twig, which shows commitment. Hallelujah. How many of us, you know, have demonstrated to the Lord our commitment? How many times has He, as it were, taken a twig and dropped it and said, I want you to get that? You know, and we've not gone, the Lord said, I want you to go and see this person. I want you to go and give some money to that one. I want you to stand out there and give a testimony, a word. You know, and how we chase after that twig? You know, do we do it? And God's testing all the time our commitment. Will he do as I say? Can I trust him for the future? If I can't trust him to go after that twig dropped from that eye, can I trust him to go for the one that falls from something higher up? And then and only will she allow him to mate with her, whether in private life or in business, one should test commitment of people intended for partnership.
Amen.
You know, and you know, that is the same for Christians. We should, you know, be careful. You know, who you fellowship with, who you spend time with is important. That will have an effect on your life and that. And it's really important that we get that. And sadly, in this day and age, you know, people with relationships, they jump in and out of bed straight away. They don't wait to find out what the, you know, one or the other's like. And all sorts of consequences occur. And people go through relationship after relationship. And all that creates baggage. You know, you don't come away from that. I've got people, yeah, I'm right. You know, yeah, you might be. But what about the string of kids, all from different fathers behind, where there's no one to actually show them and guide them, etc., you know? And that extrapolates out into all different areas of our lives about who do we trust, you know? There's only one person you can really trust, that's the Lord. And it's His principles and the way He leads, He guides, His word, what He tells us to do. Those are things to put our trust in, and those are the things that we need to move in. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And when ready to lay eggs, the female and male eagle identify a place extremely high on a cliff where no predators can reach. The male flies to the earth and picks thorns and lays them in the crevice of the cliff. Then he flies to the earth again and collects twigs and lays them in the intended nest. And he flies back to the earth and picks up thorns, laying them on top of the twigs. He flies back to the earth again and picks up soft grass to cover the thorns. And it's a very strong nest. They're up high. You get all sorts of winds blowing. And when this first laying is complete, the male eagle runs back to the earth and picks up more thorns and lays on the nest. Runs back and gets grass on top, to put on top of the thorns. Then he plucks his feathers to complete the nest. Yeah? He puts effort in, you know. How much are we prepared to give to others to actually get, you know, to actually give birth to new Christians, you know, to give people a chance to actually come forth to life? You know, oh, I'll just talk to this person, walk away. How are you prepared to invest in that person's life, in what you're doing for the future? The thorns on the outside of the nest protect it from possible intruders. Both male and female eagles participate in raising and the eagle family, you know. And we need, as a family, to work together to raise people amongst us. And raising people doesn't stop when they become adult. You know, we've got adult children ranging from 40 down to 29, I think, roughly our age group. But, you know, you're still raising those children. You're still having input into their lives. So they come and they talk to you and that, and they tell you things, and gently you're quietly able to minister into their lives. At times they don't realise what you're even doing. But afterwards, a while back, they go along and something, you know, a seed has been sown. They suddenly change their direction, do whatever. You never stop. You never stop. Once you're a parent, you're always a parent. And we've got people, one another. We need to nurture each other all the time. And she lays eggs and protects them, and he builds a nest, and he does the hunting, and off he goes. And during the time of training, the young ones to fly, the mother eagle flies, throws the eaglets out of the nest. And because they're scared, they jump into the nest again. You know, and how many people have I heard, and even myself at times, somebody says, will you do this? And I think, oh my God, it's the last thing I want to do. Let me jump back to where I was. I'm comfortable there, you know. But that's no good to me. I won't develop. I won't go on, you know. And it's the same for all of us. Unless we're prepared to actually embrace the being moved out of our comfortable places, we won't grow. We won't develop, you know. And next she throws them out and takes them off the soft layer's nest, leaving thorns bare. And when the scared eaglets jump into the nest, they're pricked by thorns. Hallelujah. And you know, I can see the Lord doing this. There's times I've tried to jump back, but it pricks. It's not the same anymore, you know. You can't, you know. And shrieking and bleeding, they jump out this time, wondering why the mother or the father, who love them so much, are torturing them. You know, have you ever asked yourself, I have some thought, why am I going through this? You know, Lord, I don't need, a friend of ours here says, I don't need this and that. But the reality is, we do need it. Praise the Lord. And we should be rejoicing and embracing it. Next, Mother Eagle pushes them off the cliff into the air. As they shriek in fear, Father Eagle flies out and catches them on his back before they fall and brings them back to the cliff. And this goes on for some time until they start flapping their wings. They get excited at this newfound knowledge that they can fly. So don't run. If Don says, look, Bobby, will you do the announcements, do a bit of leading and that? It's great, isn't it? And the more Bobby does, the more you develop, the more you'll grow. And you get a taste for it, you think, after a while, actually, this isn't so bad. I think I'm starting to fly. Praise the Lord. They being pricked by the thorns tells us that sometimes being too comfortable where we are may result into our not experiencing life, not progressing, and not learning at all. The thorns of life come to teach us we need to grow. Get out of the nest and love on. We may not know it, but the seemingly comfortable and safe haven may have thorns. Praise the Lord. Isn't he good? Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.